On Friday, the Carlo Vivari International Film Festival once again kicks off in the West Bohemian spa town. In its 45th year, the country's biggest and most renowned film festival will show 205 films, a quarter of which are world premieres. I spoke to our reporter Ian Willoughby, who is currently in Carlo Vivari, about what we can expect this year and what the atmosphere is like there ahead of the opening ceremony.
Well, right now, Sarah, the final preparations are being made for the festival. They've literally been taking the plastic covers off the red carpet here in front of the Hotel Termal where I am. That's the center of the whole festival. I'm talking to you at lunchtime, and it's quite quiet here, but this evening this place will be thronged with VIPs and other guests.
And what exactly can we expect from the opening ceremony?
Well, the opening film is Crazy Heart, for which Jeff Bridges won an Oscar this year, the Best Actor Oscar, and that's being introduced by the film's director. First-time director he is, Scott Cooper. Also, before the opening ceremony, or it begins rather every year with a big show with dancers and that kind of thing, and some years it's actually really good. And I think regular attendees will be curious what the creators come up with this year. By the way, among the regular attendees on the opening night is President Václav Klaus. He traditionally comes to the opening, and he's expected here tonight with his wife, Livia.
And in terms of other guests, how is the festival looking this year?
Well, without a doubt, the biggest guest this year will be Jude Law, the English actor, who was recently seen in the big hit Sherlock Holmes, for instance. Otherwise, there are quite a few interesting people coming, including the Portuguese actress Maria de Medeiros, if I'm saying it right. She was in Pulp Fiction. People might know her from that. She's also a big actress in European cinema. She's here to present a film called Hitler in Hollywood. That's one of the 12 films that are in the main competition in Carlo Vivari. But I think for real cineasts, real serious film fans, the most important guest will be Thelma Schoonmaker, who is the editor of Martin Scorsese's films, and she's won 3 Oscars for working on his films.
And do you have any idea who is favored to win prizes this year?
Well, I think it's quite early to say that because the films haven't been screened yet. But there, like I said, there are 12 films in competition. Among them, there are 2 Czech films, Kuki by Jan Svěrák, who won the Oscar, of course, for Kolya, and 3 Seasons in Hell by Tomáš Mašín. That's his first film. But otherwise, yeah, it's a bit early to say. There are 3 competitions here. The main competition of feature films, the documentary competition, also there's a section here called East of the West, which I think is one thing that Carlo Vivari kind of prides itself on, that it's the kind of meeting point, they say, between Eastern Europe and the West.
That was Ian Willoughby speaking to me from Carlo Vivari. And now, this being Friday, it's time to bring you a summary of the latest business news.